Suppose for a moment that you are at an art show, enjoying the displayed works while exhibiting your own, befriending other artists, doing your thing, having a great time. You are walking through the show when you come upon what is billed to you as an interactive art experience, a fully immersive installation that will challenge every aspect of your being and leave you altered irrevocably. So you step inside, and sure enough, the work floors you. It is a true masterpiece, created by the single most ingenious and godlike artist you have ever had the privilege to experience. You cry, you laugh, you buy the t-shirt. Afterwards, you ask to know the name of the one who built it, and the event organizer tells you that the artist prefers to remain anonymous. Why? It's unclear, but the gist you get is that the artist is someone who believes in the importance of untangling their identity from their creations. Normally, it would behoove you to respect this, but not this time. No, you throw an unholy tantrum. Suppose for a moment that you are at an art show, enjoying the displayed works while exhibiting your own, befriending other artists, doing your thing, having a great time. You are walking through the show when you come upon what is billed to you as an interactive art experience, a fully immersive installation that will challenge every aspect of your being and leave you altered irrevocably. So you step inside, and sure enough, the work floors you. It is a true masterpiece, created by the single most ingenious and godlike artist you have ever had the privilege to experience. You cry. You laugh. Afterwards, you ask to know the name of the one who built it, and the event organizer tells you that the artist prefers to remain anonymous. Why? It's unclear, but the gist you get is that the artist is someone who believes in the importance of untangling their identity from their creations. Normally, it would behoove you to respect this, but not this time. No, you throw an unholy tantrum.